From the Ag Information Network, this is your Agribusiness Update. Florida's ag sector is being asked to share any adverse effect impacts of Hurricane Debby. University of Florida Institute of Food and Ag Sciences is putting out an economic impact survey for losses and damages associated with Debby. Ag producers can complete the survey at go.ufl.edu/DebbyAgImpacts or report information to their local UFIFAS Extension office. Survey participation should take between 10 and 20 minutes. For more, visit UFIFAS Environmental Impact Analysis Program website. The National FFA has reached a record-breaking milestone of more than 1 million members, up 8.6% from last year. National FFA says states that have shown the largest membership percentage growth this past year are Utah, Florida, and Alaska. CEO Scott Stumps says, "We know there are many opportunities in agriculture, from being a community leader to filling the need in one of more than 350 careers in agriculture." The Congressional Budget Office's official cost estimate of the House Ag Committee's Farm Bill shows it is $33 billion over budget and fails to pay for a large increase in crop subsidies. House Ag Chair G.T. Thompson says if the CBO doesn't change its mind, he'll rely on the House Budget Committee instead. The CBO estimate creates a large obstacle for passing a farm bill, and Congress is already 10 months late.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.